Bill Flores joins us from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Thank you. I'd like for you to first comment as one member of Congress on the strategy behind releasing the CIA report yesterday and what you feel like the fallout will be from that.
Well, I'm not sure exactly why some of the senators felt like they had to release the report. I think it does put Americans' lives in danger and the intelligence community around the world. And it does expose some of the weaknesses and some of the activities of the CIA, but I don't think necessarily it was a good idea to release that information. From what I understand, there was a period of bad behavior for a few months where the CIA ran unchecked, but then they got that under control back in the early part of the last decade, and they were more deliberate in the way they went around. obtaining information from enemy combatants. We got to remember, we're at war with terrorism, and if we want to protect ourselves, part of the program is going to have a vigorous intelligence collection strategy. And I think that it was just inappropriate to release information. Now I think we need to have, I think we've got to rein the CIA in, or let me rephrase that. We've got to keep them from doing the same things they did back in the early part of the last decade, in the 2001 to 2003 time period, and so that we don't do the things that were talked about in the report. The other thing that's kind of interesting is the timing of the report release is pretty is fascinating, because you've got it here right at the end of a lame duck session of Congress, when you got a bunch of people going. Much Democrats moving out of the Senate and moving back to the real world. What did they have to gain by doing that? Is it a last chance to embarrass President Bush or to try to change the channel from the other things that are going on in the country? I'm just curious what the strategy was in releasing it now.
Maybe it's a hard line approach, but I think there have to be elements. I mean, Jack Nicholson, you need me on that wall. You want me on that wall. I mean, there are sometimes when we do have to protect American interests, and we do have to protect the people who are out there on the front lines for us. It's irresponsible.
Yeah. You and I are on exactly the same page with that. I think most of real world America is too. Is that the CIA needs to have whatever tools in its toolbox that it can, in order to protect us for intelligence gathering purposes. And so, I think this shot at trying to discredit the CIA was ill founded. I don't think that should have been done.
Well, let's move forward to the work in Congress. I guess congressional leaders got something put together last night, a $1.1 trillion spending package. Are they calling it the CR Omnibus? Is that what we're calling it?
Well, it has a variety of names. Some people call it Cromnibus.
Cromnibus, okay.
Now, one of the things I think is interesting, I need to give everybody a little background on this. When the discussion started about funding the government shortly after we came back into session following the elections, the leadership of the House, the Speaker and the Majority Leader and the Whip, wanted to do just a short-term continuing resolution. And many conservatives in Congress, particularly on the Republican Study Committee, which is the group that I will lead beginning next year, said, no, we ought to look at doing an omnibus so that we can put our conservative fingerprints on parts of the government and fund as much of the government as we can under an omnibus going all the way out to September 30th so that we can have time to work on other appropriations bills for fiscal 2016 and have a bigger impact on policy by spending our time working on 2016 instead of the remainder of 2015. And they said, except because the president did the amnesty order, we ought to fund the Department of Homeland Security just with a CR, a short-term CR, so that we can have another bite at the apple to try to stop him on this beginning early next year when we've got a better Senate to deal with. And so this strategy came out of what conservatives wanted to do. Now, suddenly you've got a bunch of conservatives running away from this. I will tell you, CR, continuing resolutions, are bad ways to fund the government because you give almost absolute power to the president to do whatever he wants to do. And an omnibus agreement is similar to a typical appropriations bill, and you can put your fingerprints on the way you want money spent or not spent. And so it's kind of fascinating for me to say, when I have some of these folks come up to me and say, no, we want a CR. And I think, good, great. Let's make our mind up around here.
Bill Flores is joining us from D.C. Now, part of it, too, from an optics standpoint, gone is the brinksmanship. If this passes, then there's no talk of government shutdown because you have the long-term funding right there. And that means the Republicans can't be blamed for that.
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, I mean, that's true as well. I mean, just think about the fallout of shutting the government down right before Christmas. That just doesn't make sense to me at all. Now, we had about 200 calls come in yesterday, and only about 20 or 30 people said shut the government down. I am not going to be a party to shut the government down. It didn't work in October of 2013, and it won't work today. All you do is you hurt yourself. You know, what's really interesting is, here's what we ought to be working on. We ought to be working on a strategy to help hardworking American families that have gotten their rears kicked over the last 6 years. And that includes things like tax reform, regulatory reform, repealing and replacing Obamacare, litigation reform, a 21st century American energy strategy. And everybody is hyper-focused on amnesty. Now, you know, we need to stay focused on amnesty. Don't get me wrong. But by spending 110% of our time on this amnesty discussion, we're not setting ourselves up well for the big things we want to do beginning in the 114th Congress in January. The president was pretty smart. I mean, I totally disagree with him. I want everybody to understand that. The president was pretty smart when he threw us out there because Republicans have taken the meat. And, you know, we have totally lost sight of where we're trying to go to fix the country and to restore it, to restore the opportunities for American families to live the American dream.
Yep, they did. They did run after that. They did.
Yeah, and so the quicker that we can find a way to stop the amnesty program and officially stop it, which is going to be in next year's funding bill, is better for us than to spend all our time going down this rabbit trail, because it's keeping us from doing the big things that Americans elected us to do.
Bill Flores joining us this morning from D.C. I want to read you the first two paragraphs of a story about you that appeared yesterday in Politico and get your react. The headline says, new chairman to take softer tone at RSC.
Appreciate that headline.
Okay. Yeah. After years of being a combative, outspoken thorn in the side of GOP leadership, the Republican Study Committee is under new management, one that is planning to take a decidedly softer approach to running the arch-conservative group. Bill Flores, the unassuming Texas Republican, elected last month to lead the conservative committee, is promising a new era for the RSC, marked by less struggles with leadership, then promoting a functional working relationship with the GOP's top brass to push the House agenda rightward. Your thoughts there?
Well, I mean, I don't think that they got the actual context of the conversation exactly the way we talked about it when I was interviewed for the article.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I think, you know, after 3 decades of working in the real world, I never got ahead by screaming at people.
Mm-hmm.
I got ahead by sitting down and saying, here is what we need. Let's find a way to get to where we need to go. And there is a way to do that. I mean, even I was with Senator Graham last night, and Senator Graham said, look, you know, I was a hardliner, but I was always willing to cut a deal if it advanced the ball.
This is Phil Graham, is that right?
Yeah, Senator
okay.
Phil Graham.
Well, I didn't want to think it was Lindsey Graham, so that's why I wanted to clear that up.
Not Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, okay, gotcha, Phil Graham. Okay, go ahead, excuse me.
From Texas.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm glad you pointed it out. I don't want to be associated with Lindsey Graham.
Okay, so you were talking to Phil Graham last night.
I was talking to Phil Graham, and just even for a few minutes, he said, look, I was a hardliner, but I could always cut a deal when it advanced the ball of liberty, you know, sometimes even if it's just a few inches. And Jefferson said the same thing. Sometimes liberty gained an inch. And so screaming at each other, I don't think, is a good solution. And so I think the best thing to do is figure out where you want to go. And when I say we as the Republican Study Committee, where we want to go and getting our conservative fingerprints on a legislative agenda during 2015 and 2016, and then push as hard as we can to get there. And that's the context of what I said in that interview, and that's what we're going to do. I don't think putting out flaming and inflammatory press releases or making inflammatory statements in public advances the ball of liberty. I mean, I think, you know, gets me some YouTube views, but that I just don't think it's a good way to do things.
Well, it's published.
I don't think my neighbors appreciate it. I went over and screamed at them, so you need to feel exactly the same way I do about everything.
Right. Right. It's the article was published yesterday. They did get a good picture of you, so you know. But
I appreciate that. The headline really sucked. I mean, I've got to figure out who wrote the headline. You know, typically, you know how newspapers work or print publications work. Reporters write the article, and then some editor comes up with a headline.
That's it. They read the first two graphs, and they do the headline based on that. Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Good talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our military men and women and for our first responders, for our country, and I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.